Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Will be a day long remembered. We've seen the end of Morgan. We'll soon see the end of CNN. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. James Earl Jones bringing us into the broadcast. Think of the old days. This is CNN. Not anymore. This is state-run media. This is anti-family, stage-shooting media. Let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to get into the polio news. The FDA weighs risk of three-person embryo fertilization. Merkel calls for Britain to remain at the heart of Europe. Cost of Obamacare contract is at least quintupled, kind of like the prices are online to do. Major censorship of people that are called global warming deniers. That is all coming up, ladies and gentlemen. But right now, let's jam in some more ring-a-dingies. Let's talk to Mike in Tennessee, then Brian in Michigan. Mike, you heard me, talking about Al Jazeera. Forget state-run. We've got foreign state-run media here, don't we?
Well, God bless you, Alex. I've been wondering what you thought about Al Jazeera for quite some time. I've seen all the lies and deceit in cable news for so long. When I finally started listening to you a year or two ago, it just kind of confirmed. And, you bring a lot of proof and evidence and stuff. You just kind of confirm what I already knew. But now I was always, this Al Jazeera comes through, and finally there's a TV in my life where I get that station. So I kind of just look and see what they're talking about. I just, don't know what to make of it. It seems like they might be talking about different things other than CNN and Fox talk about. But,
here's the thing about Al Jazeera. They're based in Qatar, so they're able to put out some truth, but it's connected to MI6. They've been caught trying to, get behind the Arab Spring. They're real trouble. Al Gore, by the way, took hundreds of millions in oil money to sell his little network that he never should have gotten before. You've got to prove enough ratings to even get a full-time cable channel or a satellite channel. And he didn't have that. It's a total fraud.
I'll flip through the channels, CNN and Fox, every now and then just to see what they're trying to tell us. But, I'm always, not really believing anything they say. I'm just kind of seeing what they're saying. And I guess I was just kind of doing the same with Al Jazeera, but, not really knowing what to make of it.
Well, do you like Al Jazeera? What do you think of it?
Well, I like having another source of news. I certainly wouldn't trust everything that comes from
it. Same thing with RT. They'll report on the police state here, but not the police state in Russia. And they'll also, they're not too pro-gun and stuff. And it's just because they'll never get out from under their Soviet brainwashing, but their pro-state views. But it's still good to have some type of counterbalance. But how about we don't have RT or BBC? I mean, they can still be there if folks want to watch them. How about we have thousands of independent media organizations giving analysis, reporting regionally, internationally? That's what's beginning to happen. And as people fund the new media, we will displace the old media, and that's happening. So, and they're going to try to shut us down and censor us. It's not going to work. Good points. Good to hear from you, Mike. When we come back from break, I'm going to go to Brian, JD, Paul, Chris, and then we got other callers. But I'm going to go to those first, then I'm going to get into some of that news that I was just mentioning that I haven't gotten to yet. Very, very, very important that we cover some of that. But I think we should call that first hour when we put it up on PrisonPlanet.tv, Piers Morgan caught naked, or Piers Morgan caught with his pants down, or Piers Morgan and the Emperor's New Clothes, or the Piers Morgan hoax implodes. That's probably it. Just the Piers Morgan hoax collapses, just like the rest of it. It's a bellwether, a rat in the coal mine, little red-eyed, house rat, a shill who would come and snivel us into turning our...
Pro One. All
all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your ProPure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Of the hour, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be talking to one of the Fox brothers who puts out a online animated comedy short that promotes the Constitution called Conrad the Constitution. It's been out for 2 years that we've featured some of the less racy ones here on air. To mainstream standards, none of them are racy, but there's a little bit of potty humor in them. Obama seizes control of late night TV is one of the articles up on InfoWars.com. But Don has his new article up on the site dealing with the fact that Obama assassination animated satire alerts Secret Service. And the Secret Service has been calling their family members and says they're coming to visit them over the satire piece where Obama, who's trying to kill the Constitution, is killed by Conrad the Constitution during a dream, but he's really Abraham Lincoln. And it's obviously not a call to actually kill the president. And the Democrats made all sorts of videos about Bush being killed with films like The Death of a President 2006, and nothing happened. They had comedians and video games, but we'll see what happens with this in the Secret Service. The video is up on Infowars.com, Season 2, Episode 8. And so, by the way, I am featured in it as well, so I've now arrived being in a Conrad the Constitution piece. By the way, I watch stuff like this when I'm on a Discovery Channel or History Channel show. People go, oh, I saw you on Discovery and History Channel. I go, really? I go, how was it? Because I don't watch it, even though they send me a disc of it. I just sat down for 6 episodes of History Channel because the show's not that bad and I can cover, you know, issues of the Illuminati and stuff from history without being compromised. They take 6 episodes in one night with me in different positions, different chairs, you know, different setups, sitting there talking. And I'm not bragging. It's just I'm not really fascinated with hearing myself talk about stuff. I've said it. I know it. Here it is. I don't watch it. But I do go to DrudgeReport.com. I do go to WorldNetDaily.com. I do go to Conrad the Constitution. I do go listen to other talk show hosts. Even though I disagree with about 5% of what he says, I listen to Michael Savage when I'm out driving around at night or now in the afternoon if I'm doing chores. Because, you know, I am into what's real and what's bona fide. I don't have to totally even agree with it. I just agree with what's independent and is promoting liberty in a basic fashion, going against the grain with the system. Now I'm going to go back to your phone calls from folks talking about Piers Morgan. I told you, folks, his show was canceled the day he took it over. 2 million viewers with Larry King. Within the first year, he was down to below 1 million. 3 years later, folks, 3 years into this, he has a viewership of less than 400,000 on average. To quantify that, it's pathetic. We have that many listeners in about 20 minutes on this show. That's a very conservative number, by the way. We have over 600,000 people that download the podcast every day from the listen page that I don't even promote. We have 370 million views on one YouTube channel, all totaled about 550 million views on our YouTube channels. We have 3 million followers on our different, or likers on our different Facebooks that see our stuff every day. We have, I mean, it's just the radio show terrestrially, 3 million a day. 3 million a day. But again, oh my gosh, Piers Morgan. People know who he is, though, because all the other shows play clips when he has a Charlie Sheen on or when he has an Obama on. But other than that, the show itself has almost no viewers. When I go on there and say, Redcoat, try to take our guns, it's going to be a new revolution, that aired on every channel. That was seen by hundreds of millions. But the show itself does not have a regular long-term audience, and it's unable to steer debate and to push topics out there. The New York Times editorial staff 2 months ago bemoaned in the news, you can pull this up, that they have no relevant effect anymore. In fact, I want to show people that. New York Times admits their editorial pages have no relevance. No relevance in the culture. 50 years ago, total relevance. Controlling the discourse. Not the New York Times, DrudgeReport.com now, like the New York Times could do 50 years ago, can take an interesting local news story, mainstream or alternative, put it out there, and 2 days later, it's a national news story with every dinosaur parroting it or covering it. That's power. That is the fire of Prometheus, ladies and gentlemen. And we, to a certain extent now, are able to put stories out, even if Drudge doesn't carry them. They always hit big if Drudge carries them, and that's the real thrill, is seeing it defeat a gun legislation, defeat an open border legislation, defeat a provision of Obamacare because Drudge picks it up and carries it. Exposing them, Copenhagen and the climate change garbage. Yeah, there it is, MSM collapsing New York Times now, irrelevant according to its own writers. Opinion pieces have no impact on public discourse as status media sinks. That was from February 5th. In another example of how the mainstream media is in a state of collapse, the New York Times own writers told the newspaper that the New York Times opinion pieces are now seen as irrelevant and have no impact on public discourse whatsoever. And they told that in a New York Observer interview with more than 24 current and former New York Times writers, virtually all of them were unanimous in acknowledging that the old gray lady is dead. Okay? Illegitimate doesn't matter. And I told Politico this when Rand Paul got elected, and I said, I only talk to you so I can tell you how pathetic you are. And I'm not on a power trip. I don't say you're pathetic. I'm great. No. I mean, I tell national news now, every week when they send us stuff wanting to come here, I tell them, even if you're a real writer, they're not going to let you publish it. Hey, that's happened a bunch. If it's not a hit piece, it's not going to be published. Only time that didn't happen was with Esquire, because the guy had so much pull there. And he said, no, I think you're a good guy. So I wrote a good piece, and they put it in the back instead of the front. But, and, you know, I got in a little bit of trouble, but, you know, I got it out there. Everyone else, Wall Street Journal, L.A. Times, you name it, never comes out if they write a fair piece. They tell me, they go, my God, this never happened. You're right. They killed the piece. They said, you're too dangerous. They're not giving you attention. I don't need your attention, dinosaur. And I told, see, I live in the age of the mammals. I told Politico, I said, listen, you want to hurt Rand Paul endorsing. You want to hurt me, endorse me. But I said, you won't do that because you're still too arrogant, thinking you run everything, you control everything. And they basically put that in the Politico article. And I'm glad they did because, listen, man, I've been threatened to be murdered by the system. I've had them call up and death threat me and my family, telling me what I talked about on the phone 10 minutes before. I know how evil this system is. I'm not naive. You think I care about status and being petted by you idiots? I've been doing this 19 years on air, being ridiculed and attacked. Do you think now, at our moment of victory, that I want to be brought in out of the dark to be with you? I don't want to be anywhere near you. Let me tell you, I put my pants on one leg at a time. I'm real. I've got integrity. And when I'm on this show being serious and focused, it's 100% what I believe and 100% what I stand for. And I tell you 100% unvarnished, as best a research as I have, what I believe is going on. All of us see through rose-colored darklies. What the mainstream media is starting to do is taking me as Cobra Commander or the Joker or as the devil when I do these satire pieces every few months and editing them together saying he's an actor, he's fake, look, he's crazy. People see through that. I like to go and do satire pieces, and I'm going to continue to do satire pieces. And you can sit there and try to say I'm a crazy person all day. People know the difference between Alex Jones, 100% real right now, and satire pieces. We're going to go to break, come back, go to your calls, get into the polio news, which is really big, and major censorship news. But I'm going to jam in calls from Brian, and then Chris, Paul, J.D., Simon, and others. And that'll be all the calls for today we have time for, because we have the makers of Conrad the Constitution, starring Alex Jones, Ron Paul, and the Constitution, joining us. Secret Service has contacted them. The offending video, better see it before they take it down, folks, is up on Infowars.com right now. We're going to be breaking that down. But let's go ahead and get into these articles of censorship first. We've got to break and come back with your calls. This is out of Newsbusters, New York Times cartoon. You can go to their site and see it. Climate change deniers should be stabbed to death. Editorial cartoons often are petty or try to paraphrase Steve Martin's observation of the perils of comedy. But one found in the opinion section of the New York Times is downright ugly. The cartoon, which we want to go to and then link to there on screen, if we can do that, folks. I want to show people the cartoon. Again, the headline is New York Times cartoon suggests climate change deniers should be stabbed to death. You click there, you can see the cartoon. Alluding to this year's brutal winter, suggests U.S. Department of Commerce strategies for dealing with 2014 icicle surplus. Among them are using icicles as locally sourced hydration devices, temporary doorstops, and brain teasers for dogs. Then comes the suggestion of one immediately looks at it again. In disgusting disbelief, icicles can be used as self-destructing sabers for dispatching climate change deniers. So there you go. You need to kill people look, the guy that's a climate change denier is a white male with a cigar. Classic communist propaganda. Why not put a top hat on him? Because it is about wealth redistribution with a carbon tax on everything that'll actually hurt the poor the worst. So just classic communist crap out of the robber baron run New York Times. And here's another one. This is out of Fox News. Heating up, climate change advocates try to silence Krauthammer. That's right. They've called in a petition for him to be fired for saying, I'm not a global warming believer. I'm not a global warming denier. I'm allowed to question it. Oh, no, you're not allowed to question. It's like the mayor or the governor of New York says, if you're pro-life or pro-gun, get out of the state. These people aren't tolerant. Believe what they believe or hit the road. Take the FCC in your newsroom. Let them tell you what to do. Well, that's in the censorship file today. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. We are the real media.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at PrivacyLockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Think of what a joke it is how the government ships in the drugs to the big banks on record. No one debates it. And if they catch your high school student with any drugs, they'll throw them in jail where they get abused by a bunch of hardened criminals and get made to join a gang so they can then be pushers for the big banks. They can break in your house and rob you to buy more of the overpriced products because of the black market. That's how the New World Order rolls. Brian, what do you make of the mainstream dinosaur whore media, prostitute media, and free fall at every level? The nice cherry on top being loving Piers Morgan.
Well, Alex, I got to say that finding out that Piers Morgan is not going to be on TV anymore is like finding $50 in a coat you haven't worn in a year.
That's a great way to put it. It is. I think it's better than that. It's like finding $100.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all Federal Reserve notes anyway, so it's not worth that much. But, really, I think that the biggest thing, aside from them discrediting themselves, is the apathy in this country. You know, you watch those Mark Dice Man on the Street videos and just see, you know, people are they're completely disengaged.
Well, that is California, and that's the future man, someone who can hardly talk. And if you say, for Obama, we're going to kill all conservatives, and they go, oh, yes. And he goes, we're going to kill them now. And they go, I want to kill them. And they're ready. They're ready to literally put us in forced labor camps, and then they'll waddle around in black uniforms above us.
Yeah, you know, well, not me, because I ain't going to a
few. Well, camps. Fighting against the liberal trendy when you're in a death camp and they're raping your wife is treason.
That's fine. I'm a traitor.
You need to bow to people that can't even talk, who watch Rachel Maddow and she tells them how smart they are over and over again. Great point, Brian. Anything else?
No, that's pretty much it. You know, I just want to say ditto. You know, I don't want to take up all your time, so thanks.
Well, you're awesome, Brian. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to another evil person, Chris in Kentucky. He's probably white, too, folks. The question is, are you racist? And the answer is, are you white? Did you wake up this morning? Yes. Chris, do you want to apologize? Are you white?
Oh, yes, I am a white. I tell you, I must be a terrorist. I'm everything.
I knew it. Go ahead, racist.
Okay. Anyway, about the mainstream media, this is hopefully people, more and more people, I think, are starting to wake up. They know they're in trouble. Bottom line is mainstream media has gotten none to be entertainment. You got your info babes doing this, who's cooking shows on the weekend. I mean, that's not news anymore. People are figuring it out. It's time. I talk to people in generally out here saying they're sick of mainstream news because the reality they're beginning to see, and a lot of people are waking up. I mean, that we're scaring them. Out of here. We're getting them out of here. It's time.
That's right. And then they all still pose on their big sets like everyone's watching them. It's all a facade that they have the moral authority, that they're the boss. And then the White House-run Media Matters, with no viewers or readers, is always lecturing media who to have on and who not. We're the boss. We're the authoritarian left. You're not going to do what we say and watch us? Look at Mr. Maddow. Isn't he handsome?
Exactly. And, you know, in our local media, all they talk about is murders and arrests on people. I mean, that's not news anymore. I mean, let's get real, folks.
Yeah, they should be talking about fluoride in your water and government corruption and or how the sheriff stood up for the Second Amendment. Good to hear from you, Chris. Let's talk to Paul in the U.K. That's the United Kingdom. What do you think of Lord Morgan?
I think he's a bit of a nitwit, to be honest with you, coming from a country that is a very disarmed, and basically, I firearms trained myself. I used to be a Navy cadet, and I know how to use firearms, and I know ex-police that they say that gun control does not work now, and basically it's gone up 200% in gun crime, and there's roughly 2,034 crimes per 100,000 in the UK consecutively. Where there's 466 crimes per 100,000, and this is in America, where they still stay true to the principles of liberty and freedom that we've lost in these isles. And
by the way, I was about to say you guys had a low crime rate because you were a genteel, law-abiding society like Switzerland. They took the guns, and your crime, I was reading, went up tenfold in most areas. The muggings, the stabbings, and the people aren't allowed to defend themselves.
Yeah, but basically on this issue, I was. There are organisations in the UK that want to keep, that want to restore the right to keep and bear arms in this country as a whole. But since Switzerland adopted our model in the 1500s, which is 500 years, they've never been invaded in 500 years. Dictators and other people who would never even mutter the S word in their battle plans anyway.
Well said, sir. God bless you, and thank you for calling. Yeah, they always make it an anti-British thing or anti-UK thing, this whole gun debate. The Magna Carta and later other acts, the right for the citizens to have weapons, came out of England and became the model for the Dutch and then the folks in Switzerland. That's actually true. And the people that were fighting for liberty here had big support in England in 1776. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Liars, liars, liars. You've been lied to a lot. You can't make money in today's market, or the market's too risky. Not true. At least not the way I do it. $100 at a time. I'm Anthony Lowell, inventor of the low-risk trading system, and I'm killing the market right now. I often make $1,000 a day, never risking more than $100. I'm so confident you can make money my way that I'll give you my complete $1,000 system absolutely free.
I was afraid of the markets. Not anymore.
I'm not rich, but I risked $100, and it worked.
To me, this is the most sensible, safe way to make money.
This is a proven, low-risk way to make money, and I want to give it to you free.
Visit freesystem101.com. The first 500 visitors to freesystem101.com will receive Making Money in a Bad Economy. That's freesystem101.com. Don't miss this opportunity. It's free. freesystem101.com. Please read the full risk disclosure on the free membership site.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Angioprim can clean blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is liquid oral chelation. It's not new science. 50 years of research has gone into chelation, and now there's Angioprim. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. The first thing Angioprim users say is they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on now at angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better and doing more. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant or go to angioprim.com for help. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's Angioprim at 877-882-7221. Get the facts about Angioprim. Begin living the life you want, doing the things you used to do again with Angioprim.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Don't forget, my friends, this hour was brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Where you find incredibly high-quality, storable foods. It's important to not be dependent on the system. We've got great customer service, last 25 years, super high quality. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find their specials. And they have a toll-free number, 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And did I mention it's non-GMO? And speaking of being prepared, ladies and gentlemen, the spring is coming. During this very dark winter of our discontent and of tyranny, but physically very cold as well, we have the giant InfoWars Seed Center with all the highest quality brands of non-GMO, non-hybrid, open-pollinated seeds. The InfoWars Seed Center has the widest selection of the highest quality non-GMO seeds that produce more seeds, and then more seeds, and then more seeds, from all the best companies out there, including the Survival Seed Vault, put out by My Patriot Supply, I should add. And we have it at the lowest authorized price that we can buy it from these companies. If we sign deals, we can sell it at the lowest price available anywhere. Okay, and that's what we have there. And then you support the broadcast, but more importantly, you can commit now, buy it before spring gets here, and then have your spring, summer, and then late summer, fall garden. And they've got it from just the basic staples right through to fruit trees, you name it, InfoWarsStore.com. Click on the InfoWars Seed Center. And I'm going to do something this year and even show video of it, because this is something that was actually done in other. Johnny Appleseed did this in four different states. And it was a European tradition that the systems would try to not let the serfs produce enough food. But they would then sneak into the king's land, which was about 90% usually, and would quietly plant fruit trees, quietly plant vegetables and things separately, because they could only use a tiny plot of what they had, and then that was surveilled and taxed. So people would plant in the rural areas. And I'm going to go out with the film crew on some of the hike and bike trails and some of the highway areas up in the trees, and I'm going to plant fruit trees. I'm going to plant pumpkin patches, depending on the topography. I'm going to plant tomato plants, pepper plants, and then I'm going to go harvest them guerrilla gardening. Guerrilla gardening. So it's something very exciting to do. Now is the time. They don't want you doing it, so you need to do it. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Or go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, and they got a good we sell their brand, the stuff they put together. It's really good. So get it from them. I don't care. Just get the seeds, folks. Get them out to people. Now, we are going to get into an issue of the First Amendment, and how far does the First Amendment go to protect what you say? There have been cases in the news, like death of a president that came out in 2006, that basically lionized a fictional character for killing President Bush. And it is about the trial of the person that kills President George W. Bush. And they've had comedians that have come out and talked about killing George Bush and things like that. And as long as you're not seriously saying kill them, or you're not calling for others to kill them, I believe it's protected speech. And the Secret Service has operated as if it is. They do go out and assess to see if you seriously wanted harm to come to those people. Now, we have an article up on InfoWars.com dealing with the Fox Brothers Studios, that are very talented, who've put out now two seasons of Obama doing battle with Conrad the Constitution. And I and Ron Paul and others have featured in some of their past episodes. Some have gotten millions of views, others just tens of thousands. But the point is, Obama assassination, animated satire alerts, Secret Service. So Secret Service responds to animation cartoon, basically, is what's happened. Paranoid national security state continues intimidation of dissenting media voices. The creators of the YouTube animated series Conrad the Constitution say they've been paid a visit by the Secret Service concerning their latest work. Well, family's been called by them. They say they're getting a visit entitled Obama Assassination. And clearly it is satire. They contacted us, and so we got them on in the email and said, I just wanted to let you guys know the Secret Service has been in contact with my family and is coming to interview me soon about our latest episode. If I end up disappearing, you'll know why, the email states, and that's from Tim Fox. We've got Tim Fox via phone and Jay Fox, his brother, via or other way around. We have give me a printout and let me know. Bring me a printout, and when you bring me one, I'll know, and then I'll go off that. Anyways, what I was saying is we have them on the line with us, and we're going to be getting them on the transmission with us coming up here in just a few minutes. But first, I wanted to air and then give some commentary for radio listeners the latest episode, Season 2, Episode 8 of Conrad the Constitution. And so here is the newest thought crime. And remember, earlier I covered these articles. New York Times cartoons suggest climate change deniers should be stabbed to death. And Buzz Bissinger and Piers Morgan said I should be shot, and they agreed that they wanted to kill me. And now they're calling for Krauthammer in a petition to be fired, Democrats are, because he questioned global warming in the Washington Post column. And the New York Times is also going along with that as well. So this is where we're going in this country. So let's go ahead and play Season 2, Episode 8 of Conrad the Constitution.
Wow, Ron, you really have some neat things in here.
Now be careful, Conrad. There are some things you shouldn't touch in here.
That's Ron Paul.
Ooh, can I have this, Ron?
Put that down, Conrad.
Come on, Ron, pretty please.
It's an
Conrad,
RPG.
Put that down.
I really need to come over more often. This is cool.
Conrad, get the hell over here where I can keep my eyes on you.
They're in an armory, Ron Paul's armory.
Conrad, get out of there.
I wonder what this button does.
A time machine for the year 2020.
My
everything's
God,
like Chicago.
Baldy, where are we?
Burning city. Drones everywhere.
Oh, no, Baldy.
Drug dealers
right.
Everywhere.
This isn't Detroit. We're in the future, Baldy.
And the drone picks up. He's the Constitution.
God,
that's illegal.
Give me all your money.
Whoa.
Guy with a knife.
You picked the wrong person to mod, you punk.
Oh, he's got a gun.
Oh, you're in trouble now, man.
Yeah, they don't care about criminals. They don't care about guns.
The criminal went that way, officers. He tried to mug me, but luckily I was carrying my gun.
They changed the enemy. He's carrying a Colt 911 45.
Check down. Retrieve the contraband.
Hey, now, what the hell do you think you're doing with my gun? Hey, you owe me a new handgun, buddy.
Citizens can't have guns. You're coming with us.
What the hell is going on? Haven't you heard of my Second Amendment?
What's that?
Oh, God, Baldy. Things sure went downhill in 6 years. I don't think I can take much more of this, Baldy. I need some fresh air.
All right.
Ron Paul's hitting me and getting Alex Jones and the Bald Eagle. Now Ron Paul saves us.
Hi, Ron. Who's driving?
Ron Paul's going to M4.
Conrad?
No, I'm not.
Your future self is.
My God, I look like hell. What happened?
Obama shredded you, Conrad. I pieced you back together as best I could, but some amendments are gone forever.
Only infested with trendies.
Since you have a time machine, can't we fix all of this wrong?
Yes, but it's not going to be easy.
Well, what is it? I'll do anything. You have to go back in time and assassinate Obama. Excuse me? Assassinate Obama.
Future Conrad is right. I don't see any other way.
Won't I get in a lot of trouble for that?
Stop being weak!
All right, Conrad. I'm sending you back to the night before Obama.
By the way, I don't want Obama to be assassinated.
Obama will be attending a community theater production of Grease.
That will actually turn him into a hero. We don't want that. We're going to destroy him like Chris Morgan. And then later indict him for Fast and Furious Mendoza.
Hey, Chris, was I supposed to get the Colombian hookers tonight?
Yeah, the Secret Service is busy getting the hookers, so they don't see Conrad going in with a musket.
Here goes nothing, Baldy.
And again, it's this Lincoln-esque.
Big pepper for ready! Big pepper for ready!
I guess that translates into this for all tyrants, I think. What did John Wilkes Booth say? This for all tyrants, or something like that?
I did it, Ron.
Yeah, that's always for tyrants.
What the hell are you talking about, Conrad?
You just had a dream.
I traveled in your time machine to assassinate Obama.
Time machine? I don't have a time machine.
Well, see, it's okay.
I got
it's
you
all
over
a
here
dream.
Passed out from all these paint fumes. Conrad, get the hell over here where I can keep my eyes on you.
Oh, so it was a dream. Well, I guess that makes sense. I mean, I wouldn't assassinate anyone without due process.
See, exactly.
Who would do a thing like that?
Exactly. NDAA. All right, and we're joined by the thought criminals. I mean, clearly it's a satire piece saying, you know, thus all tyrants go, basically, and pointing out that Obama is the one that kills people without due process with the drones, with the NDAA, including U.S. citizens. And so it's really good dark satire, totally protected from every angle, in my view. But I want to be clear, we're not calling for any harm to come to Obama. He's just a high-level puppet. But it is serious satire like this that will draw attention to the hypocrisy. Now, joining us on Skype is Tim Fox and his brother Jay Fox on the phone. Tim, first off, your family's been contacted by the Secret Service. Have they come after you as a thought criminal yet? Have they visited you yet?
Yes. Thank you for having me on, Alex. It's good to be on. And yes, the Secret Service did visit me.
So since we got your email last night, they've come. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, they came to my parents' home, and my dad gave me a call and said, "Hey, the Secret Service is here to talk to you." And at first, I was like, "Sure, Dad." I was pretty sure he was joking with me, but
I thought you had some hookers.
Like, no, they're really here, and they want to talk with you. And so I was like, oh, "Okay." And so the next that was on Friday night that they came there, and then Saturday at 12, they came to our apartment here in L.A. and interviewed me.
So do we have their illustrious names?
I don't have the names on me now.
Well, that's okay. So tell us what they said.
They first thing they came to the door, they said, "I think you probably know why we're here. Are you one of the Fox brothers?" I was like, "Yes." So, like, "You're with Conrad the Constitution?" Like, "Yes, I know why you're here." And she said, "Yeah, Secret Service." Showed me her badge. And they came in. They just wanted to talk. They said about the episode because they had been getting a lot of calls or emails, I assume, from concerned citizens.
Yeah, good little snitches. Well, I mean, the issue is it's a public video. And it's clearly satire, and it's clearly a bad dream he had where he said, "I don't kill people without due process. We would never do that." But then you point out Obama's doing exactly what's wrong. I mean, that's the essence of it, right?
That's exactly what we were going for. And I explained that to them, that we are, of course, we would never want any harm to come to the president. It's clearly satire, and that we're trying to point out the hypocrisy of how our president will just assassinate American citizens without any due process that has been given to them by their constitution. And just what's going on? I mean, in today's day and age, you kind of have to do something a little edgy to draw people in.
So that's well what we said. Well, we'll update the article. You've now officially been visited. So how long were they there? What else did they say?
They were here about probably 5 minutes, seemed longer when you're getting interviewed by the Secret Service. But, yeah, they basically said, we don't believe your issue. Both of us don't think it's a real problem, but we are supposed to come out and, you know, do a follow-up just to make sure.
Sure, sure. I mean, if you wouldn't have had Conrad saying it's wrong to kill the president at the end, you might have started to have an issue. But clearly you're saying it's wrong to kill the president until he's been found guilty of high treason. And I got to be honest, folks, I don't wish any harm upon the puppet because that lionizes him. But, I mean, the stuff they've been committing against this country is high treason. And if they ever had real trials, it'd be Nuremberg. I mean, I'm sorry. They'd be hanging most of his administration. But I'm not calling for that. I'm just saying, like it is, they've all committed crimes against this country that are high crimes, and no one can debate that. Fast and Furious, Benghazi, the list goes on and on. Now, let's bring in your thought crime brother. Did you get a visit as well, Jay, or did just your brother Tim get it?
You know, actually, so far I've avoided being visited by the Secret Service. I first came to my parents' house, and at that point in time, I was up in L.A. With Tim. But later that night, I drove down to San Diego, so they missed their opportunity to talk to me.
Well, how dare you talk about the Lord and Savior, as Jamie Foxx calls him. This video is going to end up going viral. I think it's going to backfire on the tattletales. What do you think?
Oh, that would be great. That would be, you know, we would love to get our message out there to as many people as possible. And, you know, obviously, like you've been saying, it's not, we're not trying to say that Obama should be assassinated or anything. We're saying the exact opposite, that he shouldn't be assassinating American citizens.
And Conrad says it's wrong to kill the president without due process. And I totally agree with that. And again, there's a lot of people worse than Obama above him. He literally is a puppet. I want to come back in the next segment and just have any thoughts you guys want to add here. But, I mean, I think you've done a really great job with these Conrad the Constitution videos, animated shorts. And I think it's good for young people who are, you know, into more comedy-oriented stuff. So I hope this does backfire on them big time. But there you go. We'll have more with the creators of Conrad the Constitution straight ahead. I'm worried they could stage a fake assassination attempt on Obama as a false flag. That's the kind of stuff that can save his bacon. So the last thing we want is anybody going after Obozo, Obama, or whatever his name is.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Studios of the Fox Brothers. The incredible thought criminals join us. Tim Fox and Jay Fox of Conrad the Constitution. All right, Tim joining us via Skype and Jay on phone. Other points. You guys got the floor for the 6 minutes. What do you want to relay about your experience and where all this is going? When you dovetail it with Dinesh D'Souza being arrested, governors that don't toe the line being arrested, calls for FCC people, even in newsrooms of print publications. I mean, this looks like a reign of terror.
Jay, you want to take that or you want me to go?
you know what? I'll touch on that. It is very concerning. These events have been occurring as far as the relate to the First Amendment and freedom of the press. And of course, my brother and I are kind of concerned that something like that could happen to us. But we're not going to let that get in the way of going to keep us from getting our message out there. So we'll keep making videos.
Sure. Well, it's satire to point out he's killing people without due process. And some idiots out there don't get it and think you're being provocateurs. Tim, what's your take on what I just asked?
Yeah, exactly what you're saying. It's really scary. And I think what's even scarier is just the people like my age and Jay's age and the friends we talk to. I think a lot of our generation, which scares me, don't realize the rights we have or within the Constitution, because I'll talk to people that I recently just talked to about being visited by the Secret Service and about my video. They're like, well, are they going to make you take it down? Or are you going to take it down? Like, no, they can't make me take it down. There's this thing, it's called the First Amendment. I'm well within my rights, you know. And I think that's why me and Jay started this show, was just to try and educate everyone, but mostly point it towards the younger generation, so that they realize that we do have a Constitution. While it might be getting chipped away every day, or not might be, but is, it's still there, and we have to educate everyone
That's
about
right.
it.
And we have to restore it. Now what? Anything else the Secret Service asks you? What type of questions did they ask you?
Basically, they asked, they had this list of questions that they typically ask. And
are you planning to attack the president? Are you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The first, are you planning to assassinate the president or have any plans to? And they were even like, I'm sure your answers are probably no. But and of course they were no. And also, if you're a part of any hate groups,
Well, they list the founding fathers as hate groups, so I guess you are.
Well,
are you a veteran? Because you're in a hate group then.
No, I'm not a veteran, but...
well, that's good. You're not a hate group. Okay, good.
Yeah, so I was able to get by that question, and that was pretty much it.
Well, what's coming up next for Conrad, Tim and Jay? What's the next episode going to be about?
Well, we're not too sure right now. We're just going to sit back and watch what happens, and I'm sure there'll be something that happens that will violate Conrad. So these politicians are really riding the show for us. There's unfortunately too much content for the
show.
You
could have Obama walking around in it telling people, you didn't write that essay, you didn't build that building. And then and everybody goes, Obama did. And then literally he's like a queen bee ant or something, and the whole world just comes out of his rear end or something. Maybe that, like everything, just assembly lines, you name it. It's like it's a Costco.
Yeah, you didn't build that comment. That was pretty funny.
I'd like to see one with that, yeah, where he's like a giant. Or maybe Michelle Obama's really building it, and she's like a giant alien queen with this huge bloated belly. And like everything, aircraft carriers, you name it, poetry, classical music, it all just comes out of there. All right, guys, great job with Conrad the Constitution. You are true thought criminals. No, great job. Folks can find your YouTube linking through at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.